You know how in football, timing is everything? You miss your window by a second and the play's already gone. The holidays are the same way. Everything happens fast, and if you're not ready, you're scrambling at the last minute. That's why Amazon Prime is the real MVP this season.
With Prime's fast, free shipping, you can make those last-minute calls look effortless. Forgot your secret Santa gift? Need something for that office party? Prime's got your back, helping you go from uh-oh to all set faster than a two-minute drill.
Absolutely, Mark, because Prime isn't just about getting things fast. It's about making sure you never miss your shot. It turns that last-minute scramble into a smooth holiday win. So this season, remember, Prime's fast delivery has your back during the holidays, especially when it's down to the wire and can't wait another minute. Last-minute gifts delivered, it's on Prime. Visit Amazon.com/Prime to shop now.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Like yesterday, we discussed the fallout from the loss on Sunday, short term. We went through, of course, every single issue that occurred in the loss against the Houston Texans. But I think the obvious question is, beyond this year, do you feel like this is the end of the run, right? Because it's one thing to say, all right, they're going to miss the playoffs this year. Okay, but do you believe that they're right back at it next year? Or do you think there's going to be, maybe hopefully not a decade gap like Patriots, but is there going to be a year or two gap before this team is viewed as one of the top teams in the AFC again? Are you confident that the run is not over in that realm at least?
It's hard because I don't know the answer on Travis Kelce yet, right? So I don't know if he's going to be back. But with the age of Travis Kelce, the age of Chris Jones and the position he plays, and them still being the Chiefs' best players, I think the answer kind of has to be yes. Like, I don't want to be negative or say that they can't just... I'm not saying they can't turn it around faster than New England did. They don't have to go a decade before winning a Super Bowl. Although, in fairness, they only took like a 3-year hiatus to going back to a Super Bowl. They just didn't win right. The next two. They lost a couple to the Giants. It's not like they just fell off the planet and stopped mattering. But tell me right now, look at the roster and tell me who was a part of the previous crew and is now part of this one. Well, the Hollywood Brown, like the free agent signing guys, they're going to go. I think Harrison Butker's maybe got a year left. Chris Jones, maybe a couple. Travis Kelce, probably done this year, maybe one more. Like, they're in need of a roster reset and also just contractually are getting ready to go through one. And so Trent McDuffie is the only of the young players, I would say, who is one of their best players and currently under contract. And you and I are saying they might entertain calls on him.
I think they have to
in the offseason. And so if they're going through this rebuild, I'm having a hard time looking at this season and not saying it, not like tear down time, but yeah, the previous one, it's over. You had a great dynasty. It was a hell of a run. It's ending right now. You've watched it end, and we'll start anew next year with a new group, new ideas, fresh thought. The only thing that's going to not make it feel that way is no change in offensive coordinator, no change in defensive coordinator. Like, the coaching stuff will make it feel like kind of hard to turn that page.
And that's where, like, to answer the question, is it the end of the run? I think there's at least a one-year pivot here, but also it depends on to what extent are the changes. Are there any staff changes? Are there personnel changes? As you said, they're of course, has to be based off of who's under contract, who's not. But is there a big shift, as in core pieces? We've talked about this for a couple of years. You know, Patrick Mahomes, core piece. Chris Jones, core piece. Kelsey, core piece. We added Trent McDuffie to that list last year. Core piece of this franchise. You know, the pillars, if you will, of the franchise. Well, one of them could retire. I think he's going to, in Travis Kelsey. The other one, you and I just acknowledged again here a second ago and have for weeks that they will have to entertain the Trent McDuffie conversation. That could be two pillars. And then the Chris Jones thing is really complicated because of the finances behind it. But the argument with Chris Jones, if you look at some of the dead cap numbers, is do you deal with the pain in 2026 to be clear in 2027? Or do you try to balance the two in 26 and then you're still feeling it in 27 and then you're really not clear of it fully till 2028? And that's the tough decisions that Brett Veach is going to have to figure out. This idea of like ripping the Band-Aid off kind of thing, or we're just going to slowly peel it off and actually lasts a little bit longer. I'm talking about the Chris Jones contract in particular. And these are the really tough decisions that they're going to have to make. I was listening to Dane and Hughes this morning. He was on with Bob and Dusty and he was talking through, you know, just where this team is at compared to a year ago and how they're in this spot and looking ahead.
We're just two plays different than last year's team, and we're not better and we're not worse. The record is worse, but we're not worse. And I think because we were winning football games, maybe some things were brushed under the rug and we thought we could win the same type of way this year. And that's not the case. Teams have caught up to us.
So I agree with part of that. The last part I agree with, which is teams have clearly caught up to them. They clearly
passed them in a lot of cases.
That's more than fair. Yeah, and they're not gonna make the playoffs, and two of your division rivals are gonna finish ahead of you in your division this year, in the Chargers and Broncos, and they have. Yeah, they have surpassed you. I get what he's saying about the team. Like last year, we all know the one score game stuff. You know, I still think though, clearly as the season has gone on though, whether it's, you know, whether it's the ball not bouncing your way or whatever it may be, this year's team clearly at this point though is not as good as last year. Like I think at week 10 we played the audio of Travis Kelsey. He was saying he'd rather have this year's roster than last year's roster.
Yeah, that was 4 weeks ago.
And I was riding with that as well in week 10. But the last four games, I don't know how you can really even agree with that anymore.
No, I think that they've taken serious regression on the defensive line, so they're worse there. They're worse at linebacker, whether it's just Tranquil got a year older or Bolton got a year older, even though he's like 25 years old or whatever the hell happened. They're not playing as well. The corners aren't playing, or the safety play is specifically worse. The corner play is probably comparable. And so I think it's fairly obvious that despite the fact they have what was last year's planned number one wide receiver back in Rashee Rice, they're not much better in the wide receiver unit as a whole. And the offensive line was definitely better for a portion of the season, but certainly it's hurt now. It's not. So I don't know. I can't go back. I was on that train there for a while too. I think they're just going to have to make some tough decisions. Are they, like you said, are they going to extend Chris Jones or just ride out this contract and eat one more expensive year and then start anew after that? Are they going to take a call on Trent McDuffie? Are they done on the Drew Tranquil part of things? Are they fine on the offensive line, which we can talk about later in the week? They're going to have to just make difficult decisions. And it just feels like a natural end to the dynasty. Normally, I feel like it's slower and you have to look back a couple years and be like, oh, it kind of ended a couple years and they were just kind of mediocre. But because they were in the Super Bowl last year, it's hard to be like, well, now already after but 1 year? But it just feels that way.
Is this something though where last year the signs were kind of there for what this team might be this year, where last year they won basically all of those close games. And some of that they've been in the same amount of close games this year, but they have lost them. They decided to run it back after last year, which again, after you make the Super Bowl, it makes sense. But could some of the writing maybe have been not on the wall, but it was graffitied over. It was covered up a little bit.
Yeah, for sure.
Like it was painted over where there were some warning signs, whether it was age or anything else. And then they basically bring everybody back on defense, and then you get a couple more draft picks invested, and it actually looks worse because the things that they were executing well down the stretch last year, they're not this year, and that's where we see the record difference from 15-2 to now 6-7, even though a majority of the roster is the exact same. The coaching staff is almost the exact same as it was compared to last season when they made it all the way.
But, Alex pointed this out yesterday. Yes, obviously they had some problems last year, and yes, they recovered up by winning and going to a Super Bowl again after winning the Super Bowl 2 years in a row. But, and this is where I would give not a pass because, like, look, you can be better than this and you can make these things, but like, we always pretend like Bill Belichick made every tough decision and every tough decision right. He sent off guys who got 80 sacks after they left the organization. He made some wrong decisions too. I don't know very many people on this planet who'd be willing to make wholesale changes on their roster, wholesale changes on their coaching staff while they were actively going to back-to-back-to-back Super Bowls. At what point are you like, well, this all's not working? You'd be like, I don't know, man. Even if you're looking at yourself in the mirror pretty seriously, that's a tough thing to come to.
I'm not saying they should have, but I wonder if the signs were there potentially, but they were ignored because they were so good at winning those games late.
Absolutely. Yeah, no, I'm with you there. Absolutely there were signs. But yeah, it is kind of like yesterday when we were discussing it that, you know, the not only when you're having the success to that extent, you know, you're not going to, you know, fire your, let's just say, you know, an OC or something like that after you just went to a Super Bowl or something like that. Right. But you also, as an organization, and it paid off, they made a clear decision and one that I had no issue with at the time. And I still don't today, even if now you're paying the price, which is they kept the core together, an aging core, talking about Chris Jones in particular here, really, being honest. And I understand he's coming off one unbelievable performance, but just across the entire season, he was not the same player here in 2025. I think that was pretty evident. And so they chose to keep the core together. They paid the money to do that. And it led them to three straight Super Bowl appearances and two rings. And so not going to complain about that by any means. And now the decisions get tough. I mean, we can pull up the Chris Jones numbers and things like that. Again, it is going to be a really, really interesting offseason in how they handle that. You might just
he's owed a ton of money.
His cap hit next year is $44.8 million. if they were to get out of it next year, after this year, essentially, you know, there's $64 million in dead cap. Then after that, it's $19.5 million.
So that's here. He's on the roster next year. Either they're going to, but they could extend him. Change the number, but then it's, you know.
But then you're just pushing it down the road. Again, that's what I'm saying. Like, you got to make a decision. Are you willing to rip the Band-Aid off and it can really be rough in 2027 or 2026, I'm sorry, and it sets yourself up to be a lot better position in 27? Or are you going to try to slow play it and then all of a sudden we're still talking about, well, it'll be till 2028 before you can feel like you've got yourself in a good spot financially? Remember, they're way over the cap, and a lot of teams are, but they're considerably over the cap heading into next year, and they don't have many guys under contract.
They are currently the fifth lowest of effective cap space, according to overthecap.com. Bills, Chargers, Colts, and Falcons, the only teams worse than them in that department.
Yeah,
I say the good news is the Broncos and the Chargers are both in the bottom six with them. So at least they're not,
Bo Nix is going to be, believe it or not, Bo Nix will be having to get paid here soon. It's only been, this is only year two. Yeah, but you're only a year away. Like, you're only a year away where they say what you will about Bo Nix. He's going to get paid. They're going to sign him to a long-term deal in the next, 16 months, we'll call it, or something.
God, do you know who has the most cap space next year?
Patriots again?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. Their quarterback's not making big-time money yet.
Yep.
So they got another 2 years or so of runway. On that. 913-586-7965. I think this is interesting. Someone said, how is it the end of a dynasty just for one down year? If it picks right back up, the next year is a new dynasty. I agree with that, but I think that's the conversation is not that if they do that, the dynasty would continue. If you tell me next year they are back in a Super Bowl, then obviously the dynasty is not over. We are saying when you look at the roster, and you look at the cap, and you look at the aging, I'm telling you that it's not happening next year, I guess is what I'm trying to say. And therefore, it's the end of this current iteration. There's going to be a little bit of a reset / rebuild. Is it a one-year thing? Is it a three-year thing? Is it a five-year thing? None of us have the answer to that. But you're right that if they got right back there next year, then it continues. I'm saying, and I think Cody agrees, that where they are at with the roster, it is very clear they are going to have to take a deep breath here and pivot a little bit. Not blow the whole thing up, they're going to have to reevaluate. And luckily, they have the most difficult piece to find in the NFL already on the team.
You know how in football, timing is everything? You miss your window by a second and the play's already gone. The holidays are the same way. Everything happens fast. And if you're not ready, you're scrambling at the last minute. That's why Amazon Prime is the real MVP this season.
With Prime's fast, free shipping, you can make those last-minute calls look effortless. Forgot your secret Santa gift? Need something for that office party? Prime's got your back, helping you go from uh-oh to all set faster than a two-minute drill.
Absolutely, Mark, because Prime isn't just about getting things fast. It's about making sure you never miss your shot. It turns that last-minute scramble into a smooth holiday win. So this season, remember, Prime's fast delivery has your back during the holidays, especially when it's down to the wire and can't wait another minute. Last-minute gifts delivered. It's on Prime. Visit Amazon.com/Prime to shop now.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
So you want to start a business. You might think you need a team of people and fancy tech skills, but you don't. You just need GoDaddy Airo. I'm Walton Goggins, and as an actor, I'm an expert in looking like I know what I'm doing, even when I don't. And I like the sound of starting my own business, Walton Goggins Goggle Glasses. But I'm an actor. I don't know what I'm doing. I needed help. GoDaddy Airo uses AI to create everything you need to grow a business. It'll make you a unique logo. It'll create a custom website. It'll write social posts for you and even set you up with a social media calendar. I didn't even realize I needed a social media calendar. GoDaddy Airo will take your idea that sounds good and make a business that looks like you know what you're doing. GoDaddy Airo can get your business up and running in minutes. You know what that sounds like? It sounds like a plan. Get started at GoDaddy.com/Airo. That's GoDaddy.com/AIRO.
To remind you that 60% of sales on Amazon come from independent sellers, here's John from Devil Dog Pet Company.
We run our family business from Sterling Heights, Michigan, but we can reach customers all over the country thanks to Amazon. Good boy.
Shop small business on Amazon.